Very pleased to be joined in the studio this afternoon by the Jersey Boys, who are at the Theatre Royal Plymouth. A very good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
You're right?
Yeah, very well, yeah. Thank you.
Marvellous. So, what's it like being in the city then? Are you enjoying it so far?
Yeah.
Well,
don't think about that.
The ball of hay well bust.
We've not been able to see much of it so far. We've had a busy first week, but... We'll see.
Thing is, with the first week, it's very sort of like it's full on. We've got lots of shows. We've got matinees as well, which are still a few tickets available for as well.
Marvellous.
So coming up, and we're here for another 2 weeks. So you know, do get your tickets in. But also, we've got a new cast, which is really exciting times
wow.
for us. Yeah. So I think it's about what is it, 8 new members?
There are 8 new ones. Right, yeah.
8 new members of the company. So we've been getting them in. So we've been working hard in the day and then doing the show in the evening. So yeah, it's been full on, but. We've got 2 more weeks here. We're going to get out and see the sights of Plymouth if you can recommend some for us.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, there's so many things to do around here. We'll write out a list for you before you go.
Brilliant.
So where did you come from before here, then? Where were you before this?
Southampton.
Yeah.
Was Southampton as kind to you as Plymouth?
Absolutely.
Plymouth is so much better.
Oh, yeah, of course it is. That's the correct answer. Well done. So then, guys, let's start from the beginning, then. So what is the story of the Jersey Boys?
Well, it's basically a story of four... white-collar guys from the wrong side of the tracks who had 3 ways out of their neighbourhood in New Jersey. You could either become a star, join the mafia, or get mobbed up. And these guys kind of had one choice. They had to become stars. And the driving force behind our story is their journey from these basically deadbeat guys who had just passion for and love for music,
mm-hmm.
And that was their driving force to become a star and make their way, climb their way out the ghettos of New Jersey, as it were.
So what sort of music can we expect to find in this show, then?
Everything.
Yeah. It's all of your timeless classics, you
okay.
know. We're going to say their songs to you now, and
okay.
you're going to know them. You know, Sherry, Big Girls Don't Cry,
mm-hmm.
Walk Like a Man,
Four
Begging,
yep.
Can't Take My Eyes Off You.
Working My Way Back to You.
December 63, Oh What a Night. All of the classics are in, and this is the thing, you know, this is a true story about Frankie Valli and the Four
mm-hmm.
Seasons and their rise to fame. And in between that, you know, you have heartbreak, you have band fallouts, you have deaths within the family, and you have a big involvement with the mafia. So a lot of the time we do say, and I do know that this is Matt, our Frankie Valli right now, it's his favourite show, but we do say this is like watching The Sopranos and add on your best timeless classics.
Right.
Can you sell it better than that, really?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's quite interesting because obviously, you know, a lot of people don't know the story behind Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, do they?
Well, it is a true story. People
yeah, yeah.
forget that. This isn't a jukebox musical with a loose, you know, fairy tale story. This actually happened. And our show basically is a timeline of their journey
mm-hmm.
with, you know, like Sam says, these unbelievable musical numbers intertwined throughout the show. And it tells the story and the journey of these four guys. And it's one story, but 4 very different perspectives. And we tell the story from our own point of view throughout the show.
It's really, really good, actually.
It's the strength of the show, and it's what separates it from other shows. And, you know, you don't have to enjoy going to see Whistle Down the Wind or Phantom of the Opera to enjoy Jersey Boys, you know, because there's something for everyone. And that's mainly down to the strength of the story.
Yeah, we've got quite a diverse audience.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So tell us about your involvement then. How did you guys get involved with this in the first place?
Hi, I'm
Hello.
Matt.
Hello,
I
Matt.
I haven't spoken yet.
He's a quiet one in the corner.
Yeah. I play Frankie Valli in the show, so I've just taken over, actually, the part here in Plymouth. This is my press night was last night, so
wow.
I'm joining these 3 boys.
Hey! Well done.
So, yeah, my involvement, yeah, I guess, we've all sort of. I've actually been on the road with the guys for a year as the alternate for the part, so doing it twice a week and now being cast as the lead. So for me, yeah, it was. It all started a year ago in Manchester, as it did with these boys. We opened the UK tour to sell out packed audiences, and we've been touring around the UK for a year to what can only be described as an unbelievable reception.
Absolutely.
You know, people have been eagerly awaiting us arriving in their hometowns and their cities. We've been completely spoilt, to be honest, with the great audiences we've had.
Mm-hmm.
I do often fear that any next job I possibly do where the audiences are not completely sold out, I'm going to be disappointed now, because we've been really...
It's a good first one, definitely. Yeah.
It's been fantastic. Yeah. So yeah, that's our story, and we're here now. We're going to be on tour until February, and we're taking it around the UK. So,
We're actually having to go back to places that we've been to earlier in the year. Because,
So where's the next move after this then? What's your next journey after this?
Sunderland. My hometown, actually.
All right, okay.
I'm from the northeast, so going back to family and
home
friends
territory
would be fantastic.
Absolutely. Yeah. So remind us what the show's called and again where it is again, please.
Well, it's
Jersey Boys.
We're at the Plymouth Theatre Royal. We're here for another
two weeks.
Yeah. Fantastic.
So get your tickets and
to the 5th of September.
5th of September, that's great. Guys, thank you very much for coming in to chat to me today. It's been great to have you along and good luck with the show.
No, cheers. Thanks a lot, mate.